the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Now, as Dee was saying, dealing with rejection is a huge part of raising funds for businesses. It's part and parcel of all our lives, I suppose, and is especially prevalent in the lives of politicians as they go door to door canvassing. Maybe even teachers are feeling it this week too. But rejection may not be all that bad for us, as Shifra Mulqueen has been finding out.
Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad.
I've had doors slammed in my face. I've been ignored, sidestepped, trivialised. It took me 10 attempts to get 2 lots of funding. Laughed out of the room, London Palladium style, when I mentioned the word AI in my product in 2018. I have been turned down more times than the beds in the Shelburne.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Ciara Sheehan is co-founder of the tech company Orb Media.
But my mum used to work in Rathmines Gas selling central heating system and gas cookers. So she got a fair bit of rejection, especially being a woman in the heating industry and in the gas industry. But she just used to brush it off, and she'd start talking about work and my dad would say, "Oh, smell of gas." And that would be her offloading her rejection.
When pitching for funding for her company, Ciara had to think outside the box.
And I had done it 3 times and I hadn't succeeded. And I knew I had come very close and it had slipped through my fingers. "Listen, Ciara, bring out your inner Bette Lynch and go on that call as if you already own the funding." And she's the former landlady of the pub called The Rose Return. She is sassy, independent in pitch meetings. I have had people say to me, "That technology is 10 years old. It'll never work in the real world. Oh, you're a lovely girl." And then I smile. But as Bette Lynch would say,
"You see this smile, Betty? It's not really a smile. It's the lid on a screen."
I turned the tables a bit and I thought, I am giving them one more chance to invest in me. I didn't feel compelled to please them, and the power balance was different in my mind. And I got the funding. The thing about rejection is that 99% of the time, it's not about you. It's about the lens through which the person is giving that rejection. They could be having a bad day, you know, could be a sleep-deprived new mother, a cranky granddad who missed their turn off on the M50.
The door is full of teachers. Nothing wrong with teachers. I love teachers. I have 4 children. But I wouldn't generally employ a lot of teachers to go out and get things done.
One example of rejection and criticism this week was Michael O'Leary at that Fine Gael event, co-founder of Grinds 360 and business teacher Ronan Murdoch.
You know, he could have just been having a bad day. We have like maybe over 70,000 teachers in Ireland, so you'd be guaranteed a fair chunk of the population felt rejected. The teachers I know were just having a laugh about it. Like one teacher was saying, like, could you imagine having to work for Ryanair if they were doing schools? Like you'd be walking 25 minutes to the classroom from the school entrance. You'd have to develop a thick skin being a teacher over the years. So you're always getting sick over, you know, the holidays. You know, you finish at 3:30 every day, or you say, "Oh yeah, it's tough," or I'd say, "Yeah, sure, it's like a hobby," and you just ignore it. Yeah, the thing with a lot of students is that they can be the biggest critics of all and they've no filters, so they'd be rootless when they're giving you stick over things, whether it's, you know, you got a haircut they thought was a bit dodgy, or, you know, if you'd have made a mistake in the board, they'd be rootless, they'd rip through you.
Rejection in business is just one of those health hazards that you can expect to be exposed to. Or even you're just applying for a job, you've gone for an interview, you felt you did really well, but instead you've got a PFO.
You're riding high in April, shut down in May.
Behavioural psychologist Padraig Walsh.
Research using MRI scans show that social rejection activates areas in the brain and lights up the same neural pathways that happen when we experience physical pain. That's why being rejected can feel like a punch in the gut.
There's a trend on TikTok called rejection therapy that people are using to build their resilience.
Rejection therapy day one, we're asking a stranger for a glass of water from his house.
Like, seriously?
Sir.
You're not going to drink a water?
Aye, I'm really
thirsty. Number one,
it builds up your immune system. Think about it like a rejection inoculation. You know, you can take something simple like asking for a discount at a store. It's applying to a job that you know you're not going to get. It takes that emotional sting out of rejection when something that really matters to you comes around.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on by.
because you're standing out in the street all day long and a lot of people don't want to talk to you. It's like a force field, like it's just repelling people. People treating you like you have a stink. They just won't come within a certain radius.
Singer-songwriter Emma Langford has turned her hand to many jobs, including street fundraising.
I mean, definitely one of my favourite moments is when someone has taken a fake phone call and gotten a phone call mid-fake phone call. So you can hear the phone going off, just watching them kind of be deafened by their own ringtone as they're pulling the phone away.
Hello.
Emma says that nothing can prepare you for the level of rejection in the music industry.
Whether it's you go on stage and you can't win the room over, or you send your music to radio and nobody plays it, or you try and get something reviewed and either the reviews are negative or you just don't get them at all. You're putting your heart on your sleeve and you're sharing that with the world and you're hoping that they accept it and don't criticise your feelings, basically. Because that's what you're doing. You're sharing your feelings with the world or your story with the world. That's a thing I went through, and it is ostensibly just like criticising the person for who they are, and that's really tough. I mean, I played in Germany a couple of years ago. This gang had come in for one of their birthdays. I would say 50% of the party spent the show with their backs to us talking. And that is just immediately a rejection.
I bear scars you don't care to see.
For me, it's like you stand in the middle of a group of people and you're telling them a story, and three of the people just decide to turn around and have a conversation on their own. That's what that feels like.
And if we go out dancing tonight.
Some people, if they haven't been rejected in any way, are either very lucky, very privileged, or are actually playing it a bit too safe.
Managing director of the communications clinic, Owen Tomás McDermott.
Early on in Disney's career, he was fired by a newspaper editor. The person who created a talking mouse who wore clothes, because wait for it, because he lacked imagination and he had no good ideas. You know that old phrase of what came first, the chicken or egg? There is that question, which came first, rejection or success? And it is that story of Colonel Sanders of Kentucky Fried Chicken fame. The secret recipe was rejected more than 1,000 times. You'd have thought after maybe the 50th time you'd get the message, or the 750th time, but no, by God, he kept going. So that really does bring to life the ever fail, no matter, try again, fail better.
But why do we struggle with rejection so much?
I recently learned the pain that comes with rejection is actually an evolutionary trait. When we were prehistoric, you would try and approach someone as a mate and you'd be rejected. And the pain you feel now from being rejected comes from the fear of being rejected by your tribe, that you won't survive if you can't be accepted socially or romantically or creatively. There's a very fundamental human thing in feeling that pain. And that's lovely. It's not just ego. It's, I will not survive if I'm not accepted. And I need to find a way to be accepted. Like finding acceptance in ourselves. We're in a place now as a species, I think, that we can learn that self-acceptance is enough.
Shifra Mulqueen reporting there.